Wednesday, October 12th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to return to an issue that we've touched upon before. This deals with parents' involvement with their children, especially children as they're involved 8 to 10 hours a day in a school. Now, some are in government schools, some are in parochial schools, some are in Christian schools, some are in home schools. But Harry, it is important that parents know what is going on in their schools. Recently, 2 state legislators in the state of Ohio proposed a parental rights bill. Basically, all the bill said was parents will be notified before any sexually explicit content will be shared with the students, to which there was tremendous pushback on this simple bill, as if somehow these legislators had no right to tell teachers what they ought to do. Stay out of our classroom was the attitude.
You made a very pointed and I think correct statement that parents are responsible for the education of their children, not the state, not the church, not some organization. You're responsible. The Bible says, fathers, teach your children. The teaching of kindness is upon the mother's tongue. So here is your responsibility. Now, does that mean you can't use educators? No, you can use educators. So at Briarwood, for instance, our church has a weekday school that we provide. We are constantly talking about when parents come to investigate, do they want to enroll at Briarwood Christian School? How do we communicate to them with clarity what and how we educate? Because you're the one that makes the decisions. You are simply determining, do I want what you do here in this school in terms of your curricular and quote-unquote extracurricular activities? And if at any time I don't like your curriculum, then you are free to remove the child. Well, the same thing about the government school, but you've already paid for that with your taxes. Then should you not know what the curriculum is? Should they not tell you what the curriculum is? And are there areas of sensitivity where you can make a determination, our family is not going to participate in that? Or here is an alternative way that we can get this information, that we are going to go this alternative way, particularly when you get to matters of modesty, privacy, and intimacy, that is matters of sexuality. That's what is motivating this bill. Here is one of the blessings of COVID. All of a sudden, the kids had to be educated at home, which meant they used technology, which meant many times parents were sitting there while their child was on the computer live streaming, and they began to hear what their child was hearing in the classroom. They began to see the assignments that were being given, and a light, are you kidding me? This is what you're telling my child? This is what you are assigning my child to read? And they became alarmed at it, particularly in the invasion of the LGBTQAI+ agenda into the curriculum under the guise of sexual health education. And so they said, no, I don't want you talking about those kind of sexual relationships. If anybody is to do that, it'll be me or somebody that I can trust to do that, but I don't want you to do that. These 2 Ohio state legislators simply proposed a law, Tom, that those who were in charge of the curriculum had to make it known, particularly in the areas of modesty, privacy, and sex education. They had to make that known. There was an immediate pushback, not only from politicians, but the pushback that came from the educators' guilds, and most notably the National Association of Education. And one of the most amazing pushbacks, you are infantilizing the teachers. And you're acting like our teachers are babies that you have to approve of to be active in the life of your child. Infantilizing our teachers. Where in the world did that come from? No. What they are saying is, we want you to act like an adult. And as an adult, I as a parent have a right to know what you as an adult are talking to my child about. They weren't saying, we're going to write the curriculum for you. They are saying, you've got to be transparent about your curriculum. That's what you've got to do. They also said to them, you're not educators. Well, I've got news for you. A parent is an educator. Do you see that mother at home and that father at home? They were never trained to teach a foreign language, but that father and mother will teach their child a foreign language with no point of reference. That child wasn't born speaking English. They will be taught a foreign language by those two parents. Now, you tell me of an educational feat that even compares to it in your classroom. The reality is they are educators, and they know what their child needs to hear. Why would you, as a teacher in a classroom, be threatened by the call of transparency? In fact, if I were put in a position to talk about matters of intimacy and sexuality, the last thing I would want is for the parents not to know. I would want them to know what we're talking about so that I can not only be accountable, I can be transparent, and I don't get myself into trouble legally. It's a great protection for teachers.
Unless there is something that you don't want the parents to know.
When you fight against it, there's either something in you or in the curriculum or both that seemingly you do not want the parents to know. That's the only thing that we can assume. Or you perhaps think you're a better parent of the child than the parents themselves. Well, that's not up for you to determine. There may be a reason in a law court to determine that if there is parental abuse of some type, but that's not up to you as an educator or the principal or the superintendent to determine. The unavoidable reality that is being manifested in this pushback is the opposite of what is being said. What the educators are saying is this is parental chilling of the teachers to perform their responsibility. Oh, no, no, no. This actually opens up a door for you to do what you're doing with integrity, transparency, and accountability. Please explain to me why you wouldn't want that accountability. I think, if anything, it is the educators trying to create a chilling environment on parents. You have no right to know what we're teaching your child. You have no right to determine what you want your child to learn from me or who it is that's teaching. Educators serve at the will of the parents. The only reason we have students at Briarwood Christian School is the parents have done their due diligence and said, we believe those teachers can do what we're paying them to do, and we want them to teach the curriculum that you have told us you're going to teach. And the same thing ought to be true in the public school system. The public school does not own the children. The children are under the care of their parents, and the parents are responsible for the educational enterprise. And dare I use a biblical term, as teachers, you need to fess up to what are your credentials, what is your curriculum, and what are you going to teach them. And when you get to matters of sensitivity, that ought not to lead to greater isolation. That ought to lead to greater clarity, transparency, and accountability. But parents, please listen. You are responsible. You are engaged. And if somebody doesn't want you to know what they're teaching your child, that ought to send off alarm bells, and you ought to consider, where should I send my child, where there is accountability and there is transparency, and I am not being isolated out of the life of my child. I am being engaged in the process of educating my child. Tom, I never want to end this subject without thanking what I think are some of the most courageous missionaries out of the Christian church, and that is the Christians who have gone into the public school system to be faithful to Christ as principals, superintendents, counselors, coaches, and teachers. These are great servants of the Lord. I am grateful for those faithful Christians who have heard a call and who are bringing the light of the gospel in word and deed into the classroom and into the subjects they teach in a less than inviting atmosphere of the government educational system. And may God continue to bless them.
As we close out for today, let me remind you of our new feature that airs every Friday. It's called Ask the Pastor. And this is an opportunity for you to get more involved in this podcast by sending us your questions to askthepastor@briarwood.org. Perhaps you just have a Bible question. Harry, what does this verse mean? The address to write, askthepastor@briarwood.org. Well, thanks again for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.